Dr. Duncan said any changes to the SRNO would be made depending on the positivity rate and the ability to trace cases. He said it has been agreed upon by the COVID-19 task force.
What we have agreed on is that if we have a positivity rate over a two-week period that exceeds 5%, then we would be forced immediately to review these measures and to see whether or not added public health or improved public health measures are going to be applied. So it's either positivity rate of greater than 5% over a two-week period, or if we have more than 10 cases in a day that are not related to each other. Now, this is important, so let me explain this a little bit. So if, for instance, we test and we have 10 persons testing, more than 10 persons testing positive on any given day, and we have no way of connecting these people to each other, then, you know, we're going to think that, you know, we have another spike taking place, and immediately there will be a review of the SRNOs and what public health measures we would be applying. If, on the other hand, for instance, you have over 10 cases, and let's say they occurred in a school that had a banquet, and these 12 or 13 persons all attended this banquet and they had the same exposure, then we won't review, because that would be what we call a local cluster, which should be easier to handle than sporadic cases all over the country with no relationship to each other.
Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Roger Duncan. Regionally, the Ministry of Health in Guyana has reported that there are currently 87 active cases of COVID-19 in Guyana, following the addition of one new case on April 4th, 2022, from the 213 persons who were tested over a 24-hour period. The country has now recorded a total of 63,273 cases since March 2020. Internationally, Chinese authorities have extended their lockdown of Shanghai to cover all its 25 million people after a fresh surge in COVID-19 cases. Initially, there had been separate measures for the eastern and western sides, but the whole city is now subject to indefinite restrictions. Shanghai is the largest single city to be locked down to date. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, said $15 billion in grants would be required this year to help countries, including those in the Caribbean, to manage the long-term risk of the coronavirus pandemic. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.